Hello and welcome to The Print AM. I'm Purva Chitnis, special correspondent with The Print. In today's episode of The Print AM, we will be talking about why government employees in Maharashtra are on strike and how they are demanding the old pension scheme to be implemented in the state. So under pressure from state employees and opposition parties, the Maharashtra government on Tuesday announced the formation of a three-member committee to conduct a comparative study of the old and the new pension schemes and submit a time-bound report. The move came after opposition leaders boycotted Tuesday's proceedings in the Legislative Council as a mark of protest against government inaction, while former Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray and leader of opposition Ajit Pawar raised the issue in the assembly. According to state government employees' unions, and approximately 17 lakh government employees in Maharashtra went on an indefinite strike on Tuesday demanding a return to the old pension scheme. The OPS was discontinued by the Atal Bihari Vajpayee-led National Democratic Alliance NDA government in 2003 and replaced by the new pension scheme. But demands to return to the OPS have been gaining strength across the country, with several non-BJP governed states, Himachal Pradesh, Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand and Punjab, already having made the switch. The promise of the OPS also emerged as major poll plank in some assembly elections this year. Speaking in the Maharashtra Assembly on Tuesday, Chief Minister Eknath Shinde said that there is a need to hold further discussions and government is empathetic to the demand, and he would urge the government employees to sit with them and hold discussions, as only through a dialogue can all issues be resolved and a good decision be taken. He also promised that employees won't lose out on any benefits post-retirement under the prevailing new pension scheme. In fact, he said, if one retires in the middle of his service period, he will also get all benefits as he would follow the completion of his full tenure. Thackeray, meanwhile, demanded that government employees receive what they are entitled to. Thackeray said, government employees are on strike demanding the restoration of old pension scheme and this government has blocked it. Why can't it implement the old pension scheme? Some states have already implemented and the employees must get what they are entitled to. Ajit Pawar argued that the government must find an immediate solution to this issue. But for Nitin Patel, a 38-year-old government employee working as a senior clerk in Mumbai's St. George's Hospital, the pension worry is one he has borne forever for over a decade, ever since he joined the service in 2012. Since then, he and his colleagues have been raising the issue through various platforms. He is among the workers currently on strike to protest the issue. Employees have been fighting over this for past 18 years, he said. So many governments come and go, but when they are in opposition, they favor the OPS, but when they are in power, they try to divert the issue over funds, Patil said. But what is this OPS versus NPS debate? Under the OPS, government employees who have worked for at least 20 years get 50% of their last drawn salary as their pension. There are no contributions made through this period and pension payments are due at the time of retirement. The NPS, implemented in 2004 by the NDA government, introduced a system where the government and employees contribute 10% and 14% of the employee's salary towards a pension fund. The Pension Fund Regulatory and Development Authority then invests this fund in diversified portfolios. The idea is that these contributions will grow and so the government can use them to pay pensions when it needs to. The consensus view among economists is that moving back to OPS would entail future fiscal stress for states, or fiscal harakiri, as the State Bank of India's October 2022 ECORAP put it. The SBI report said that it seems that the states moving back to the old schemes want to save money currently and use the amount to give freebies to gain popularity. However, it must emphasize that the money for pensions would be collected from taxpayers in future. So it is unfair that only a certain section of people, that is the government employees, get this benefit of pension. Employees on strike in Maharashtra, however, insist that they will be unable to survive on meager pension due to them post-retirement under the new scheme. According to Patil, under OPS, an employee with, say, over 50,000 per month salary at retirement was eligible to receive a pension of over 25,000 per month. But the same person under NPS would get ₹1,800 to ₹2,400 per month. He said, this money won't even be sufficient to buy an LPG cylinder. And after working for 20 years in a government service, ₹1,800 per month is very little. Meanwhile, in Himachal Pradesh, Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu had announced a return to the OPS for 13.36 lakh government employees in the state during the first cabinet meeting held in January. Returning to the OPS had been a key poll promised by the Congress in the run-up to the last year's assembly election. The Aam Aadmi Party government in Punjab had also announced a return to the OPS in September last year, ahead of the Gujarat assembly elections. But in November, government employees in Punjab had protested, claiming the notification did not mention details of the scheme and standard operating procedures. In January, however, the Punjab government notified a panel to formulate an SOP for the OPS. The print has earlier reported how the NPS had become an albatross around the BJP's neck, threatening to ruin the party's poll prospects in many states. Sources in the BJP had told print that the party was facing a strong push to bring back the OPS from its own leaders and allies in states such as Karnataka, Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh and Haryana, especially after losing the Himachal Assembly election to Congress last year. In Maharashtra, OPS-NPS issue was also one of the reasons cited for BJP's loss in the Legislative Council, teachers and graduate seats election last month. Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis had said in the winter session of the Assembly that the OPS won't be revived. But a month later, during a campaign in Aurangabad, he said the government would see it if it could financially be worked around. That's all we have for you in this episode of the Print AM. Do keep tuning to the Print AM.